August 7th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, continue on the path of righteousness by reviewing the Ten Commandments each morning. You will discover they take on new meaning each time you review them from the heart. This is the way to avoid sins and discover areas of weakness in your spirituality. Stay on the road which most pleases me in this way. Those who are not familiar with my commandments are allowing Satan to infiltrate their lives. They do not recognize the enemy and discover his port of entry in their daily lives. Soon, areas of sin and occasions of sin become routine. I love each soul in the depths of my paternal heart, and I want to awaken souls to the dangers they are continually exposed to. Do not allow the world which is passing to expose you to new temptations. Allow me to take dominion over your work, your amusements, and your priorities. Make your moment-to-moment decisions one with my will." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.